Shalom Aleichem, good morning. I thank Pesach Mechved Achsanya. I thank Martin Bain for giving me the opportunity to share with you some halacha l'maisa, various shailas that come up to the OU. And this morning, we'll just talk about one prat, one child, happens to be a very frequent shaila, yes, to the OU, and how it's impacted by many, many different Halakim of Hilchos Bas Bechalav and Teruvis. The time is not obviously going to allow us to go through every single list, tzad of all the things that go into the Shailos. At the end, we'll just give a sikum, but we'll try as much as we can to go into the Poskim and to see what we can extrapolate from different Poskim and different Achrenim as to how to approach the Shaila and how we come up to our P'sak. And, you know, of course, besides the P'sak, there also has to be OU policy, which Lahashvaris Hamidus, to keep things uniform, we have sometimes adapt the policy and you stick to a certain answer because we can't make nafkaminas that are dake dakas between one case and another case. It can cause confusion, consumer confusion, etc. So one of the frequent shailas that we get asked is when something is marked OUD and the person wants to consume this product, looks at the ingredients, they don't see any dairy ingredients listed on the ingredient panel. So they call the OU and the question is usually a very curt, short question. I have this and this. I want to know if it's D or DE. And the MS, what do I mean? I want to know if it's dairy or just produced on their equipment without any actual dairy ingredient inside the Michael. And the truth is that there are four possibilities. There are four possibilities. Unbeknown to a lot of people, companies only have to list dairy ingredients on their products that can cause allergies. A non allergen dairy component, and milk has five different components in it. Some of those don't cause allergies, they can cause upset stomachs, but they don't cause allergies. The company's not mechuyev to list it. And furthermore, the company tries very much to mask it and hide it in the ingredient panel because they don't want to publicize that it's dairy because they need the market, they want people to eat it. So therefore, just because someone read the ingredient panel and they didn't see any dairy component inside the ingredient, it may be natural flavors. I mean, there could be dairy in there. If it's marked OUD, and you didn't see any dairy in the ingredient panel, you can't assume on your own there's no dairy in the product. But what are the four possibilities? So, number one is it could be actual dairy in the product. Number two is the other extreme, that is just made on kalem, on machinery, which was used previously without undergoing kashering in between, was used previously for dairy. And then you can have that there is dairy residue which was left on the machinery which wasn't cleaned up properly. So there's mamashas shell chalav in the Michael. And you can have a fourth echetimza that there's no dairy in the Michael whatsoever. But the same company doesn't have their own factory. So Hayoim, today, they produce it in Wisconsin. Tomorrow, they go to another plant in North Carolina. The North Carolina plant doesn't do any dairy whatsoever. But the plant in Wisconsin, it's a real dairy plant. Say, a lot of the companies that make power of milks, or the almond milks and such. So they don't have their own factory. So they run from factory to factory. They get a run over here, run over there. It's the same product that's going to appear on the shelf. So we can't take the chrayis to mark some OU and OUD because it's going to cause confusion. So Taka, you can have certain products that are absolutely pyrav, but they have an OUD and there's nothing we can do about it because it's just too confusing. So let's break down the shadow. Why is the person asking? What does the person want to know? So I think the kavanas hashoyel is very important. Why does the person want to know if it's dairy? So it's because of three reasons. Usually three reasons why they want to know if the product is dairy. Reason number one is Taka, they're allergic to dairy, and we tell them it's not achrayis if we call the company. We can't, but never going to take achrayis for allergens, call the company. Reason number two is the person is not makban a chol yisrael chol of stam, but it looks like a nice thing to serve for Shabbos dessert. They won't know if they can serve it after the fleishig meal on Shabbos. But during the week, they can have it after the fleishig. This can be any place from a sorbet to a cookie to pudding. It's marked OUD. They want to serve after the fleishig meal. That's one. And then you have people that are makban on chol yisrael. But for some reason, we'll talk about later on this year, they're not makbid on kale. They're not makbid on kale. So for them, it's nafka mina if this thing is made on with actual dairy, which is michol of stam, which they would not want to consume, or it's only made on kalem, which we use for chol of stam, which they feel that it's appropriate for them to use such a product. Now, where do we begin the shayla? So I think the first maramokim that one has to take into consideration is the famous halacha in Siman Pei Tes, where the Mechav and the Ramah discussed halachas of eating milchiks after fleishiks and fleishiks after milchiks. As we know, there's two shittos in the Rishonim. What's the reason why we don't eat milchiks after fleishiks or vice versa? The reason why we don't eat milchiks after eating fleishiks is because either there's basa ben shenayim, we're afraid that there's meat that gets stuck between your teeth, and therefore, it's not considered disintegrated or whatever until 6 hours or 3 hours, whatever your shear is. Or because meat has a strong flavor, strong tam, the tam is moshech. And therefore, it's midrabanan, they held that it was also to eat milk or milk products after in eating, ingesting fleishiks, because either it's like eating basa chol together because you have meat between your teeth or because the tam is still there. We're not going into the reasons right now. However, there's halacha, just like you're not allowed to eat chalav after basa, you can't eat it after a tafshel shel basa. You can't eat it if you cooked potatoes with meat, you made a goulash or a chalent, and you just ate a potato, which was cooked together with fleishiks, you can't eat afterwards milchiks as well. So the Ramah has a hecha timtz over here, and he says, miu, I'm reading from Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel in the Ramah. If there's no basa in a tafshel, in other words, I cooked potatoes in a fleishig pot, but there was no meat in the pot. Raknes vashel b'kaderish al basa. It was cooked in a pot which is used for meat. Muta lechel achram gavina. One can go ahead and eat cheese afterwards. Ve'ein boi minig lahachma. And there's no minig to be machma. And this is the minute. Lechol basa achatavshel sheyesh boi gavino echolav. Firstly, we eat meat after a tafshel which has milk that's in it. Okay, that's not it. And the same is vice versa, that we will eat milchiks after eating food which was cooked in a fleishig pot. So the shach asks the question. Says the Mos seems to be telling us a big chiddush over here, but what's the chiddush over here? The potato was cooked in a fleishig pot. There was no fleishiks in the pot. That's what we call nat bar nat. It's a noisin tam bar noisin tam. It didn't receive direct tam from the meat. It received the meat, gave it to the pot. The pot gave it to the potato. That's not bar nat. It was cooked. Maybe there's even three noisin tam, and therefore you can eat that together with milchiks directly. So what's the chiddush? You can eat it afterwards. V'nira, the hodash min hoche, the mut lechel gavina achakach. So what's the chiddush? You can eat gavina after you ingested this potato or whatever food was cooked in a fleishig pot. Hainu afil nesvashu b'kadeh shlehut chayofa. So I'm at a case where a person had a shalom pot, you know, after Shabbos, didn't really clean it out, or his chicken soup pot wasn't cleaned out. Well, to have a ksas v'mashu shalitza, there's a mashus of, in this context, issa doesn't really mean issa. Be very careful with the terminology. It means that there's still fleishiks in the pot. In such a case, it has tam from the actual fleishiks. So you couldn't eat that together with milchiks. Nevertheless, in this case, you're allowed to eat the milchiks after you ate such a fleishiks. They cooked a potato in a pot that had residual meat in it. I can then go ahead and eat milchiks, kivina. Kivega says another hechatimta. Kivega says what happens if it's a davar charev? So you don't have napa napa because davar charev is so strong, sharp food, tznoin or onion, whatever the case may be that you cooked in a fleshig pat, and it's so strong that it yanks out, it draws out the flavor in a very strong way. So it doesn't have the heta of napa napa. Nevertheless, that's only eating it together with meat, or meat and milk together. But to eat it afterwards won't be a problem. Now, the poskim understand that what is the case of the shach? Is the shach talking about a case where I had 60 keneged the basa? Or am I talking about a case where there wasn't shishim keneged the basa? And I mean, it seems to be a foregone conclusion that if there was shishim, what's there to discuss? There's nothing to discuss. So it's vait, it's parv. So my ksivkan. So therefore, the achronim and the poskim learn. The shach is talking about a case where bittul did not take place. There was no shishim neged the basa. And afal bikain, I can eat the gavina after the basa, the meichel which was cooked in the pot where there was basa in the pot. So it's a big chiddush, very big chiddush. The Ad Yehuda, Agav, the Ad Yehuda explains that this is just talking about the lazy guy. You know, the bacha and the dormitor, right? That he doesn't have the cheshik, whatever the thing to clean out the pot or whatever. He has the sandwich maker he uses for fleshiks, and he put something, a piece of bread, and he wanted to heat up a piece of fruit, whatever. But if a person bedafka put in shuman, put in some you know, he wanted to fry something, a potato in some meat fat, and there wasn't shishim. But it was only a little bit, and it's like a quasi nice and tam. It doesn't have such a strong tam because it only put in a little bit. I mean, it wasn't bittul, but then you don't have the het. You don't have the het. It's not what we're discussing. Discussing case was mamish ma'at. It was like hutchi yafa. It wasn't hudach. You were lazy. But if you put in a kavana over there, we're not going to give you the het. And we'll discuss that a little bit barichas later on. So the question is now, what about the opposite? What happens if I have the opposite case? The person that had a pastrami sandwich. He's bona fide flavor. He ate shalom with me Thursday night. And now, he wants to eat a piece of cake that was, or a cookie that was mixed and made in a milchiga bowl or in a milchiga pot or a milchiga pan that was like hudach yafa. Does he have the same heta as the shach? And we can go both ways. Why not? If the Shach says that the Gzeirah the Rabbanon of not eating, which is only, you know, it's, again, it's not Bishul Basa B'chol, it's only the second generation of Basa B'chol, not eating it together, and if he not even eating it together, the Shach is B'zeh Chazeh, so that we have the Issa of not eating a Tafshil Shabasa, Tafshil Shacholov. But this is not maybe what the Shach is trying to say, this is not considered a Tafshil Shabasa. So who did not mean? This is not considered a Tafshil Shacholov, and it'll be okay. So we all know that there's a Prima Godim in Hilchos Shavuos. The Prima Godim is in Simen. In Ur Chaim, Simen Tov Tzadi Dalit. Eish Lavrom, Sivkot, Vavgol, Vavgol over there. Just adding on some points. Once the Ramo over there talks about eating Macholei Cholov, and that we're not Makel on any of the halachas of Cholov, because it seems to be some people had some coolers. So the Ramo says the minig of Meashkan is not to have any coolers about eating milchiks after fleishiks, even though it's a gevaldik minig. We're not Makel. So the Prima Godim feels important to mention a few of the coolers that a person may encounter, may think he's entitled to on Shavuos. So he says there's no heta to eat a tznoin, a davar charev, which was cut with a milchiga knife, after he ate fleishiks on Shavuos. So heta. Still chayr, this lechayr should be analogous to the case, I mean, mamash, the case of kiveg over here, just in the reverse. Kiveg is talking about where you had the davar charev, which was cooked in a fleishiga pot. Over here, the question is, I ate fleishiks first, and I want to eat something milchik, which was done davar charev, interacted davar charev with a milchiga keli. Can I do that? So it seems to be, one would say that the Prima Godim is arguing on the Shach. The Shach maybe would hold that such a case is fine because he doesn't consider this a Tafshil Shal Cholov, just like he doesn't consider the opposite case a Tafshil Shal Basav. But the Prima Godim, he would hold the same in both cases. He would hold that no, davachor if it's b'chayil l'shvach, it has a time of basar or it has a time of cholov, and therefore it's considered as if you're mamash eating a tafshil shel cholov after tafshil shel basar. But many take the position, and Shmuel Shalom has a discussion about it. There are those who want to say there's a machlokes of prima gadim and the shach. What? Well, the shach of Kivega seemed to be the case of the shach seems to be I saw just daik being daik lashon about the shulchan seems to be the shach's chiddush is even more geboit, more of a chiddush than Rabbi Kivega's case, because over there is no real mamashas, over here is real mamashas. So we'll put them both together. So it seems to be that the if you name on the prima godim, then you certainly name on that a case of the shach would be worse because you have mamashas shel cholov over there. So, but many disagree. Many want to say that holochud v'holochud v'loipligi. There's no machlekes over here. The shach is talking about a case making yourself fleishigs. So if my only interaction with fleishigs was I ate a meichel, a potato or something which was cooked in a pot that was lohudach yafa. Nope. Okay, so you didn't really become fleishig. There's no real tam, there's no tam moishach. But if I had a pastrami sandwich, I had shalom. So I have now a tam basa, a bona fide tam basa, which is moishach, it's very strong tasting. So then you're under the injunction of chazal, you can't just go ahead and indulge in milchiks, even a tam kolosh of milchiks. So perhaps the prima godim is saying about a, is talking about a person who really became fleishig. So afterwards he doesn't have a hetav of eating in a kedesh lehudach yafa that had actual fleishigs in it. But the shach is talking about a case. We're talking about becoming. We're at the drawing table. Did you become fleishigs or not? So that would be a different level, and that would be not nichol negzer chachamim. Nashayin came a case where you mamish became fleishigs. In such a case, then the shach would also be machmer, and therefore there's no machlokes between the shach and the prima godim. In the case where you taka have a cookie or something which was cooked in a milchig keli where there was taka residual milchigs, in the case where it wasn't bottled, so there would be mokum to be machmer even according to the shach. That would be the now. What would be if there's mamoshes, but it's less than samach? Let's say there's residual milchiks in kalim, but it's less than samach. So you say, what's the shayla? It's bottle. So that'd be fine, right? I can eat. I mean, let's say there's no problem with chol v'stol, chol v'stam. I want to know. I have something which was a hamisha company, whatever. They make blintzes. They make milchik blintzes and power blintzes. And sometimes some residual cheese or whatever, but it's not shishim, connected, whatever the other mixture, the potato mixture is going to be afterwards. So why can I eat that if the flesh is at the bottom? So maybe that case that would be fine. However, you all know that there's something sometimes you read on a advertisement on a label, real butter flavor, right? There is something called a milky taste. Now again, we're not kfeilus, we're not in tune, and we're not sensitive enough to know and appreciate. But subconsciously, there's certain crackers you're going to eat, and it's mamish like Tom Ganeva. Wow, you tell your friend, I had these crackers, they're unbelievable. But, it's all you eat, doesn't it? There's certain lollipops. I can't go in, I can't divulge all the information when that. But I would tell you that there are companies. And the candies are made on certain lines, and they make a dairy, absolutely dairy product, and then afterwards on the same lines, they make power products. Now the company doesn't care about power and dairy. The only thing that matters to them is expense. A dairy product is more expensive. A power line is cheaper. But when they make candies, things get cut away, and all the junk from especially if it's a mushy type of candy, it's a sticky-ish type of substance. So these things get molded and they get cut, and the machine, there's fall away areas in the machinery in the run, falls down, many times they scoop up all the residual stuff that falls in and they throw back into the private product. And you listen and say, why? I say, oh, because our food scientist told us that when you make a lollipop with this buttery mix that fell out of the original chocolate bars or whatever they were, candy bars, the person puts it on his tongue, it provides him a certain sensation. And that's why he's going to take this lollipop over the Lieber's lollipop, or whatever, the power of a lollipop. I don't mean chasrom to not getting company. Please don't take any political, any politics out of whatever I'm saying over here. So over there, it's Yitochen, and it could very well be that in the total mixture of the, in the total formula of the product, you have less than Shishim, but they're putting it in a certain Mechin of Avidal time. So that you have, that's Mamish to Shiloh. And Sin and Ches. Again, it's going to be late. One of two things. Either the company says listed OUD, or we're talking about a non-allergic type of component from milk. Now, again, I'm not a book. I don't know which things are allergens, but they come and clear themselves. Well, they're right. They're right. Made on a facility that produces dairy, so they're covered. But the person who has the hormonal attraction to the product doesn't see the fine print. They just want to know one thing. D or D. Don't tell me I'm not allergic. I want to know. Can I eat this? Right? I want to have the safe deflation. So, Simon Sadeches, is discussed. But what happens if you have something which is Avidal Taima? It's put into the product to give time. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not bottled. So I'm just used to using different the fusim of Shulchan Aruch. So okay. So it says like this. It says that im noisin tam. Kol Yisurim, the Ramah says in Sif Ches, in Simen Tzadik Ches, Kol Yisurim and Yehang Vizman Azeh, Kulam is Vatlam Mishishim. Shishim takes care of it. Mavatcham is a Pesach, Yai Nesach, has their own Shir, Kash Nesvo Bilchase. Ubuvad She is Einu Nesin Tam Bekadeir. It's not Tam, it's not there for Tam. Avlam Nesin Tam, it was put in specifically to give flavor, Ba'isa Kadeir, Vu osa mitzar atzmai, the issa is osa on its own. I fill the elephant bottle, and the Rambam says kol zman shmegishin taimai. So you see right away that the elephant bottle is contingent on kol zman that it gives off flavor. It could be a threshold where it's not giving flavor anymore, etc. So the shaila is what happens. We're talking about, let's say, in a case when I go through the whole thing of zev zay goyim, the place we say doesn't apply over here. If you needed two things to create the flavor, so then it's not going to be a problem. Even though that the effect of combining two ingredients together, which one may be milk, so one is issa and one is not issa, but you need both of them to make the flavor, so then it would be bottled. It doesn't have this halacha of that not bottled. When we're talking about something which is a vidal time, which is not bottled, it's only my case of the sole thing that you gave in is b'koyach to give tam. And it's giving time. So the shaila is, so this is talking about issa. Awesome. Issa. What happens in our situation where I have hetera, milchix, something which is mutter, and I'm specifically putting it in to give flavor. I'm specifically putting in to give flavor. So even though the shishim can negate it, do we say it's bottle not? And would it impact, what would halacha be, b'negeya, eating it after fleishix? So the Taz says He has a question about shumen, of fat, of issa, that fell into a Michael, and of meat. You know, when you have a fatty flavor in food, it's nice avidul time. So he says in talking about tochin and shumen shalissa, he says bishleim shumen basel toich Michael cholav shape batel b'shishim. Because basa b'cholov is only awesome mitzad tarubis. So each thing, each component in its own is mutter. So you can't say that if you have something in milchix, which is a vidla timer, that it won't become bottom because it's not awesome mitzad atzmai. That's the Taz opinion. So therefore come out. In our situation, where the company is putting in a milchiga flavor, bikavana. They want it in the product. And let's say it's a sole milchiga flavor, but it's a teir. So if you have shishim, you should be fine. Then the Taz goes on to talk about the shuman by shuman shalissa. And he wants to be makel. He says he finds makilim, even though the avodah zarah shuman is machmer shuman. He says it's avodah zarah timer. He wants to make a distinction between tam and texture. Shuman may give a texture, it doesn't really give a tam, right? A tam berech inlis vakeich. But that's the Taz's opinion, that shuman is just there to give like a textural sensation, not really a flavor. That's it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav asks on this. The Ram says beferish in Pirush Mishnayos, the varma that are given for tam, kigoyin, and one of the, you know, tavlinin and shuman. And so you see that it is a vidul time. How could, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I think it's in Shulchan Aruch Rav is Tavkuf Yud Gimel Kuntas Achran Kutn Dal. He says that does not mean if you put in the kabbana in that noise. A mils is a vidul time, a spice, even if it falls in, won't be bottled by Allah. Shuman, if you put it in b'kavana, so then the Taz would agree. Taz is only talking about, like his case, he starts off, shuman is a shenofel amaychol, if it fell in. Now, one can walk away from this Taz thinking that, okay, shuman shel issa may be a problem if I put it in b'kavana, but fat, components of milk, or dairy ingredients that I put into a meichel, which essentially is par, but I gave it, put in latam, so that would be bottled because it's not also mitzar atzmai. But the Minchas Yankov is choylik on this time. Minchas Yankov holds no, nothing doing. Tam is the raisa, there's no mokum be meichel, even by a heteru bala, if it's a vidlo timer, it'll be a problem. So it'll come out. In these companies, that they put in dairy knowingly, bikavana, it's not just shloi huduch yafa, but they mamish putting in bikavana a dairy component. So then the OUD would have more significance. It would mamish, even though it's bottle, and we know the formula, it won't help us. And this goes on in many sorbets that are essentially parv, but nevertheless, they bedavka leave residual from ice cream runs and things like that because they want that milchic, fatty taste in the product. Yeah, this whole thing is a time kolish. I mean, it's less than a shishim, but it's a vida. You are magish. You just don't realize.
You don't know that you're magish. You don't
need to fail. But the companies know that the companies know that they're putting a bikav on it because not scientists. They know that there is taste. Just yes, me today. We're not kfeilos. We can't taste anything. But there are people today in the field. You don't need avada, but vidul timer could be nafkamina if someone. Right.
So.
Right, but there's definitely halacha to have a vidul timer, right? But not. Well, who's the vidul timer? Who's putting in the guy, the balabas, the guy is putting it in.
That,
feel like this one better than a different one, and the reason why is
it, yeah, you just get.
But you don't know that. But you don't know that.
Well, well, so why does it matter? That decision is still paid.
You can have a good case. You can have a good case. It's possible. It's not possible. The same. You don't have that case.
Hands down, I'm telling you, if I would tell you what I'm talking about, which candies or whatever, you'd be masking that. I know, how come the kosher companies can't put out a lollipop like this, or they can't put out a what's called like this? You 100%, you'll tell me. You have sobei from some Hamisher company and some sobei from, I'm not gonna say which company. You'll taste the difference. There's no shaila. Yeah, you don't know what the reason is. They vidafka leave over milk and
so.
No, because they have other sense because these are the whole of stam. These companies don't care about. They don't have the whole of stam problem.
Nachmer,
these non-Hamishic companies, you know, the science and the genetic comes into this. Is that they don't have any byproducts. They don't have waste. They want to dump pounds and everything, every little ounce that they can. I remember once I had just with Mamish, with the Hamish company, they were stuffing things into whole chickens. So the Rav Maksha told me, of course, the chicken gets sold by the pound. For every point, whatever, times that by hundreds of chickens, they're making a lot of money off it. To you, it's nothing. They stick it into your chicken. You know, but. Same thing in these companies. They look at every last crumb that they can reuse, repro. To them, it's a whole. Yeah, but we're talking about Revila time. Your point, yeah, we wanted to give a certain flavor, a certain desired texture, not just tasting difference.
It's not really necessarily buttery flavor, it's a difference. It adds a certain texture that makes the whole thing taste different. It doesn't add a dark milk with a flavor, not necessarily the whole Revila time either.
Correct. But we're talking about a situation where it's mamish, like mamish, no less than Schumann. I'm talking about products. Okay, now, we have, let's just backtrack a second. So, we're talking about the person who wants to have this after fleishig a meal. So, if it's only made of milk, you know, so again, if it's only made of milk, if there's any milk that's in the product, the OU policy is going to be that we tell you it's not... It's not recommended. You know, it's not. You can't have it. It's milk. The OU in terms of policy, if anything, we're not saying mechambitel. We can't go into such things. Father, but the evidence happened, and we had such shailos over there. In such cases, we go back to the formulas, and we have to issue a psak. But going forward, advising people, telling people, you know, you want to have this and this cookie. You want to if you can have it. If there's real milk that's in it. We're not getting into old, at all into this nitty gritty, and we tell them, as a chayin, it's not for after fleishigs. Now, then you have the next shayla. They want to put it on. They want to put it on a fleishig kelim. Even if I tell them that it's only made on milchig kelim, I want to serve it after fleishig meal. A chashuv person serving in China, she wants to make a crumb, what's it called, from Oreo cookies, and put it underneath an ice cream. So could you put that on fleishig kelim luchat chila? So even though it's not banat, let's say, but I'm talking about the ones, the Oreo cookies, which are not actual dairy. For those that don't know by now, it's only the original double stuffed, the triple stuffed, and the mega stuffed, and the minis, which are made on dairy equipment. All the other ones, the birthday cake flavor, and the mint, and there's about 100 different ones. They're all made, and the cookie dough one, they're all made on with real milchiks inside them. So therefore, even though it's not correct, so it may say, you know, machine may contain, and everyone's dying. Oh, it says may contain, doesn't say it though, or doesn't say it at all, whatever. But lemaisa, to go ahead lechatchila to put it, even though it says that minig is to be maker by not, and even bekeilim shalahem, but still it's brought down that our minig is not to do it lechatchila. In other words, you don't make something bekavona to put it on. Something which is made in milk and kelim, bekavana. I don't go sit down and make my design, my Shabbos meal dessert, with something which is made in milk and kelim, bedafka, to put it, if I happen to have it, I need a keli to eat it on, okay, I need a plate, I have a plate. But to go ahead, bedafka, that's not minig Yisrael, it's definitely not in sync with the minig b'nei Ashkenaz, which the Mefarshim Meshabeach, that they have separate, they keep everything separate, they have separate sets of kelim. We're not talking about hundreds of years ago when it was prohibitively expensive and there was no plastic. You know, you can easily get a clear plastic plate and put it on top of your chain. What? Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'm not arguing on the Shulchan Aruch over here. The Oreos, the ones that we said, the right? Yeah. Yes, they're clean. There's a clean issue. They're clean, yeah. Now, no, the Shiloh was only once we already cleared and we said that it could be eaten after Fleishiks. What about putting it? They want to, well, I want to serve in my china. I want to serve dessert on my china as well. I have matching dessert plates. Could you do that? Cold. So, Fleishik of China, you want to put the milchiga, I mean, the dairy equipment, Oreo cookie, whatever dessert you made, trifle, whatever, on the plate. So again, the minhag is, you don't plan, you don't do the lechatchila to do it. You don't make the food, lechatchila b'kavana, that is the minhag, it's brought down. It's brought down the person, five brings down about the shulchan in Siman Tzadik Hei. Now, there's one more thing I want to discuss, which, yeah, even if it's cold, the minhag is not to. Now, there's one more nekuda that seems to, you know, again, what about, you have people who have chassidish descent or whatever, or ma'ani with this product. What about me? I want to have this product. It's not called stam. So why can I have this product? So Kiyidua, the famous case in Shulchan Aruch, which is, you know, gets a lot of honorable mention in Siman Samach. Dalid, the halachas of chelev. There's certain chelev that's near the keres, which Rabbi Ephraim, Shoinim, the Rambam held was chelev deraisa, chelev which carries in it a chiyuv kares. But the Bnei Rhines, people live near the Rhine River, wherever that. I don't know exact geography where this Bnei Ryan's and other place called Arfut, wherever this place was, they ate this chelev. They had Masoira that this chelev is not awesome. So now the shail is, what happens if someone who's not a Bnei Ryan's goes and he has a cousin or a brother-in-law and he's invited there for Shabbos? Gewalt, how are you going to eat the, it's almost like in Yevamos, you have a Shabbos Hill, you know, Taurus, the Mata Taurus, and so what? You can't, it's mamashachi, of course. How can I go to the guy's house? I can't eat in the guy's house. He's going to serve me at his kalim, and he eats the kalim, right? When his wife makes chopped meat, it's this kalim is included. And, you know, chopped meat is 90% kalim. So they call it chopped meat, you call it chopped kalim. But anyway, you can't eat in their house. So the Rama says something very strange. So he said, kalim hadovik, the Mechava says, and Tziv Tes, Samach Dal Tziv Tes, Chelev Adovik Lekeres, Shetachas HaPriso, is considered Chelev. V'chein HaMinig B'chom Okim. That's the Minig. So whoever Trebis has to remove this Chelev. Mavad B'nei Reines, Shnei Hagim V'miktsosei Heta, and part of this, which is like on the skin part, not the actual Chelev part, they would know you Heta. V'ein Moichin B'yodin, we don't stop them, we don't shake it's them, Shekvahur Lehem Zokim. They have a psak, they have a messiah. Ubechol mokum shnei hagen by Issa, any place where they do have the miniglas of this chelev, they subscribe to the sheet of Ben Ephraim. So we deal with it. Keshar chelev levat le b'shishim. Aval ein oisrin kelim shel b'nei rayinus. But we don't ask the kelim of b'nei rayinus, the people who don't ingest this chelev, hoil b'nei hagen by hetan. Because the mice of Nairain is told that it's mutter. So, what? I hold this chelev is chelev deraisa. I mean, if this wasn't a piece of Ramon Shulchan Aruch, people would be up in arms. I mean, you'd have people throwing rocks at someone who would eat from chelev of Nairain, eat from a keli that somebody cooked chelev in, and you don't have a problem. So, the Tazelby has discussion. What about Hanan? So it's a very, very important taz over here that he gave the halacha of Chanan. This is just, you know, once we're on this topic, this is a prima godim, the way he learns up this taz over here, taz is as follows. Makes the following cheshbon. He says, who's the shita that holds, I'm telling you over the because we're just in time constraint, I'm telling you over with the interpretation of the prima godim. You can look it up on your own and see exactly what the prima godim says. The taz is like this. Taz says that there's no problem of Chanan because it's only Shita Tiochid holds its real chalif. Even though we take on that Shita, but it's only Rebbein Ephraim, it's only Shita Tiochid. Then he says, he brings the Mashal, that you can't say Chatzich and Asavela because Achayim Lehag Behetem. So one would learn the Taz, you think the Taz is just saying one word over here, that it's not such a strong issue because only Yechidim. But the Prima Godim understood the Taz is telling you a whole Shtekel Torah. Two things, divide and conquer. The first chelik of the Taz is telling you that this is the sheet of Ben Ephraim. Remember Ben Ephraim? He's the one who says Chanan, only Bebasu Chalv, not Peshari Sur. So even though we hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the chelik Bnei Rayin, this is awesome, but you can't make Chanan out of it because you can't be the Oiches, the Chevel, the Beis Rishim. So since we're only considering the chelik because it's a sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim, so therefore, it'll only be limited to the thing itself, and it cannot make Chanan. Because Rebbein Ephraim, l'shitas, there's no such thing as Chanan b'shar yisur. Then he brings down the Mashal. That's a different yisur in Chanan. That's something which is not a davar muskim. It's a machloik, at least a machloik is a poiskim. Even though you hold that, it's awesome. But l'maisa, it's a machloik is a poiskim. There's some people who are oiches, and they hold that it's not awesome. That cannot, there's no Chanan in such a case. That's a veltz, it's an eye-opener in the Chanan, that you don't say Chanan, something which is debatable. So, that would, you know, then you have the Prima Godim, but he wants no Samson, so how do you, the Kelehim? So there's a whole shmooz that Sam Kelehim Bnei Yoimon, and even if it is Bnei Yoimon, this was usually eaten as a delicacy, they didn't eat it every single day, so you all piroid, etc., etc. Prima Godim has a whole nidin about Lemaisa, there are two schools of people who don't eat Cholav Stam. They're those who don't. Kavla is a chumra. It's a chumra. So to those people, Cholav Stam, someone's made dairy equipment, okay, so it's not by not, and I only don't eat Cholav Stam, but I don't have a problem with the Kalim. It's a, you know, no Chanan, there's no problem, right? But then there are those that hold its mamish also batsim. Primarily those who have Chassidish descent. I mean, maybe obviously some other people adapt to Chassidish Menhagim, and they mamash hold that it's Chaz HaTreif. So if you hold it's Chaz HaTreif, so what are you going to do? You have a problem. You could have a problem with Chanan. It could be Bnei Rainis was a heter because Chazal, and you find other places in Kufi Tess, they wanted Jewish people to get along and eat in each other's homes. But it doesn't mean in my house I go cook up Chel Bnei Rainis and then use the pot for something else. So it doesn't give me a heta. So you want to say, you stuck someplace, you buy someone, you know, you buy it a simcha, you can't, and the guy bedavka asked the caterer to use Chol Yisrael, but the caterer made it on Chol of Stam Kelim. Nope. So you didn't, but to go ahead and buy Oreo cookies, because Oreo is made on Chol of Stam Kelim, that doesn't give you a heta, you're not covered by that. So depending on what a person, so you have to understand the shoyl, you have to know who he is, and sometimes you have to give him a little yichas for him, find out where he's coming from. And of course, advise him to speak to his Rav for advice about if he can eat something which is only dairy equipment, although it doesn't contain any chalav in it whatsoever. So, just in the sikum, we discussed the following. We said that eating something which is made, if there was chalav that wasn't bottled in it, even though the shach says that the other way around, if he ate fleshik first in such a situation where it wasn't real fleshik, it was made in a keli which wasn't bottled, the fleshik component wasn't bottled. You could eat milchiksi afterwards, but the vice may not be true based on the Prima Godim, and a lot of people who understand the Prima Godim is not chaylik on the shach, there is a Mishmer Shalom that brings down one shita that a compromise that maybe not by, you know, by Davachar, you could be makel by Mamash Shalis and not, Mamash Shal Cholav not. But I think the Minig Olam is to be Machma. And if it was actual cholov baked in this thing, even though right now it's primarily a part of a thing, you don't eat it after fleishiks. if there's no, if it was a vidula taima, so that, you know, yesh lefalfel pilpul gadol, and we can never end. If what's the vidula taima, my colleagues at OU feel that just because, like, what's your name? Dovi says that if it was just put in, just to give a little sensation, even though it was put in mekavana, that's still considered a tam kolish. And if it's really in a thing where you have the threshold of shishim, there is makom to be made. Well, again, OU policy is not to make distinctions. If there's any dairy product, we treat it as dairy, unless it's a b'dievet shayla, like we had. People took parva margarine, officially parva margarine, which said OUD, and they shmeed up the turkeys for Thanksgiving, etc. We had to go to the, you know, really to the nth degree to be makel and have some ruva, suda chshuva, you know, orchim chashuvim b'chahena. And then in a case where it's just made on milchuk kelim without any fleshik in it, so you could eat it after fleshik a meal, just not on fleshik kelim l'chatchila. And then we have the case of the people who are makbel chov yisrael. So it depends on what their orientation is. We didn't discuss parad milk, other things. Emes Hashem oit chazon lemoyed. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to discuss it at a later time. I wish you all a k'tiba k'tima tov, a good convention to you. It's important to see a door that's learning diktik and kashas. And if I can only say the following is that when the first shilas of Sheitlich came out, so someone went over to Glucksman, who was a dayan in Washington Heights, the Talmud Chazanish, and they said to him, "What do you make out of the shayla?" He said, "I'll tell you a story." He says, "In my days, B'nai Brak, they used to make a vitz, tell a joke. A man was walking down the street, he was looking all over the place. So someone said, 'Yanko, what are you looking for? I help you look for it.' So, leave me alone. So what are you looking for?" So all Ibigabagin bent over. So I'm looking for hummus. Nowadays the trend is like people are looking for hummus. The job of people learning halacha is to maintain the sensitivity of diktik in halacha, to keep the battle away from the battlefield. If something's mutter, it's absolutely mutter. There's nothing to talk about. But you have to know that there's a concept of diktik in halacha, and we have to preserve that. I remember when I took smicha, the rabbi tells me, any lady calls you up with a shayla, and you can tell there was negligence involved. She was cooking, she wasn't being makbid. Sometimes it's important when you pass to tell her to do something, because we have to impart that halacha is not something which everything is mutter. Today people are just looking for everything to be mutter. It's not so. And we have to preserve the diktik in halacha, and the Bosham should be mezakas, so we'll be medaktik in his mitzvahs, he'll be medaktik with Klal Yisrael, and we'll be zoicha b'din, we'll have a ksivich in the favor, a good bench to you. Thank you. Ten minutes for questions, I'm sorry. And whoever has more questions can call me at my office at 212-613-8241 or email to Nussbaum, NUSSBAUMZ as a zebra, at OU.org. Okay. You have Hanan. You have a problem of Hanan.
If it's Machlekes, we wouldn't say Hanan.
Right. So that is specifically talking about the Bnei Reinas. I mean, the Prima Gadol blames Tzarchi on the whole thing. He doesn't understand the Bnei Reinas altogether. The Taz is just to be Miyash of the Minig, but nevertheless, that's only when you're invited to your cousin's house. Well, maybe for there, Taka, it would be Mokum to be Sayyid Mokhanakula. But because Oreo makes a Zah cookie, I should eat it. What gives me the head? I have to make them happy.
No, so as an Oreo, going to the eating the house of someone is not
going to call you. Right. So that would be totally
in the Sharon. Right. Right.
Yeah, that's the Shavuot, Gozru versus Gozru.
Right.
That's the Shavuot, what is there? If it's a Ben Yoimoy, if it's a Ben Yoimoy, I'm talking about, let's say you had it in a matzav where there was some milk. No, what, repeat your question. By Nitzlu, in such cases, we're not making on that by that. Nitzlu. Bake the cake. Yeah. Right. People think, right, they it's out of cake. What? Oh, you mean because it. No, we're talking about a guy, he's not eating it if the flesh is. Stam wants to eat it. He doesn't eat half stam.
Right.
He wants it. So it's a tam kolish,
is
that? Right. Yeah. Tam kolish. So he wants to eat it. He knows. He,
if I hold the trade.
If I hold the trade, so it, all the time, even it
they
won't be bittle.
Right.
Right. And you and I. Is there a head of kale or not? So if I hold that, it's also. If I hold that, it's also. So, and it made Hanan, so all the beliefs in the power. What? If it's a venyoyma, you're right. If it's an apana in a venyoyma, so then it's mutton b'shmeir moshi could be mekel. If it's not a venyoyma, so then the whole time it's usually a case of nitzul and nizbashlo. Yeah.
So when you said the heter, because chanan,
if you're not gonna say chanan, so then it can become bottle. It's a fichesbent, so it's bottle. In the new Michael in the you have factories, you have Nechushte Dak. In many cases it is bottle. Yeah. Right.
We were saying about when they put in the inside on the milk, they're putting it in to make it taste better. Let's say like Thomas English.
Thomas, I'll tell you a big secret, please don't. Thomas, the whole component of this bottle, and the fact that, you know, this woman comes with a grandfather and like that, the mice are so much on the fact that it looks different, it doesn't have two slachem. Charles, it's bottle. Okay, the milk in there is bottle. Is it the time or not?
We called them, and they said that they aren't interested in cleaning. Maybe the lady that told us didn't know what she was talking about.
That could very well be.
But she said that the reason that there's milk in there is because they don't clean it. They're not interested in cleaning the machinery afterwards.
But the child, even in there not being interested sometimes, it
tastes better.
It give it a time. But I'm not sure, you know, Thomas English muffins, it's one of the, you know, exception cases. You know, every rule, every policy and everything, as I said, it's one of our exceptions. Why? No, it's real. There's real milk in there. Yeah, there is a milk component. They say it looks different. Doesn't look like bread. It's a muffin. It's not bread. What? What? Yeah, they. So some of them talk milk, some of them talk real have. Avila, there's a lot of crackers have Avila time. Why? You want to have if crackers have a problem of it could be zonen lechem.
Ritz's crackers.
What?
Yeah, Ritz's crackers.
Ritz is real dairy.
Right?
Yeah, real dairy. Ritz.
They don't have.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, it's bottle. Because all your policies, if there's real milk, we don't give. Our heksha is a clean heksha. No, people won't know if they eat chol v'yisrael, they can have it, or.
It's
avid l'taima. You can't eat flesh.
Then you're relying on the fact that it looks different.
Yeah.
What?
In milk is. is water. There's milk protein, there's fat, there's sugar, and there are vitamins.
Each.
No. Some vitamins are added, but the milk naturally has vitamins in it. Just like mother's milk has vitamins, cow's milk, all that. Mother's milk has some
vitamins. Why is the only
Because products, the company, every time they come to us with a formula for a product, if they want to give it in as a new thing, they have to pay money for that. So they'd rather say, look, we're making, and we, you know, we work with our company, say, look, give us the range of ingredients you would ever want to, you can foreseeably see that you're going to put into this product. But the flip side is you're going to have to label, even the right name making power, but you want to have the flexibility that in case for marketing purposes, or if someone has an eye file and they think, oh, this is going to change the, be a real game changer with this product. So then we say, okay, it's got to be listed OUD, because you have the right to put in milk whenever you want. But even though you're making a bar, but you know. So we tell people, whoever calls us up, and we talk and we gall them that it's their equipment, we tell them, call us up 3 months' time. It's not misdiagnosed. It was usually companies, once they have their products going,
right,
it'll stay that way. Unless there's a real good reason for them to change it. Right. We feel comfortable 3 months' time is a good time. So we have people checking with us. You have people who do, people who just, they call once and they remember that for 50 years.
Would the biscuit give you a heads up if they change it?
They usually do. Like we just had a case of one of the very, very, very prominent factory makes cereal for many different other companies, private labels, many for ShopRite, the cluster of honey oats and whatever. They said we're going ahead with dairy. You know, we're talking about it, we're thinking about it, and this is a company that never had dairy, so they had to apply for dairy. We said, so give us a date of production when we're not sure yet when we want to launch it. So you know what? Put a deal in your box right now.
It's not
there
right now?
They didn't tell us the date. ShopRite, Ralston, and Multiman. We said to them, look, we're not going to peg you down to exactly that you're launching. Just, we're not dealing with the headache. Do you know? If someone calls me, I'll tell them it's the date because I don't know. I'm not, what? It's recent, the last 3 months. Yes, they have to get rid of all the, I mean, they have courts and things, they have to get rid of all the things. But we want to be safe. Last week I had someone call me up, a very chush of a store, and he had a sale, and there was a sale item that came in that was supposed to be on sale. He got a deal because someone sold and pawned it off to him. I called, and it was missing the OU. He looks at the ingredients, exactly the same as the identical product with the OU. Called me up, I spoke to the factory, the Mishkich in the factory, said, no, this is manager, it's Treif. So I told him it's Treif. He went to a food show the next week, and he met with Hershey people, and they told him, it's not Treif. Talking on the show, I have some rumor and I could return it. And I said, you give the Hechsher Hershey's or we give the Hechsher Hershey's? I don't care what the low-level employee told you by the food show when they're trying to sell their products and trying to talk you into things. That's number one. And number two, I said, and even if we made a mistake, I want you to respect that. You'd rather we made a mistake and told you something is not kosher and tell you something was kosher.
Speaking of Hershey's,
this
seems like marketing.
A lot of thought goes into Hershey's is very self-conscious. Just like if you have a stain on your shirt, you're very self-conscious and you go like this. Hershey's is self-conscious that the name Hershey sounds Jewish.
Right.
Heshey and Hershey sounds the same. Number two, put an OU on that. Every guy is going to say, yeah, it's a Jew tax. Import that to the Middle East. No Arab is going to pick up a Snicker bar.
Right.
So therefore, they put all the squirrely, whirly Arab letters all over the thing. The OU has come out, Ikechosim and Asif, it's next to the ingredient thing. And sure, so it doesn't look so Jewish. Do they know that every single Meshuggah Arab calls me up to find out if this thing has alcohol in it, this thing has, what's it called, this has any meat derivative, because they so they want to kill us and eat our products at the same time. Nope. Okay. Because with only the OU is allowed. Hershey's is a unique thing. They only allow the OU into their plants.
Right.
And if a chassidish or Hamish Ashkach wants to come in there, they have to come in on our coattails. It's the same thing. Nothing changes.
Right.
Nothing changes. It's the same exact product.
Right.
Coke.
International Coca-Cola.
It's a different chip.
Yeah. So, I don't know.